Thank you very much, Mr. Harton. It's a real pleasure and a joy to be here this Lord's Day morning in the church in Portadown. And just on behalf of my wife Alma and four children, Jordan, Amy, Calvin and Grace, I would just like to thank the session for the invitation to come along. I'm sorry to disappoint you that I'm not Alan Dunlop, but hopefully you'll have to make do. You have to make do with me now. There's no other choice. You're here. Yeah. Well, I'm 6 foot, so, but there you go. That's about the only thing. We're delighted to be here. Alan, as our brother said, had to go out urgently to Kenya. The nurse, Lydia, that's been there for over 10 years, has took critically ill. She was in the hospital in Nairobi, and Alan didn't even think that she was going to make it at all. But the latest report that I have is that she's been released from hospital and she's making reasonable progress. She's at home now and she's able to walk about a wee bit. So we just ask those of you that know and love the Lord Jesus, if you could remember in your prayers, that she would make a full recovery. And he hopes to fly back again tomorrow. So we can even pray for Alan as well, that he'd have safe journeying mercies. He had asked me just there about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, just as he flew out, to take a couple of meetings for him. And this was one of them. So I asked him, what's the format? What do you think? He says, just preach a bit and tell them your story. So there you go. That was my directions from Alan. So that's what I hope to do, God willing, and tell you about how the Lord has led in our lives and called us to serve him out in Kenya. And before I do that, and before I tell you just how we do plan and how the Lord has led us and guided us, and God willing, we'll be flying on the 29th of March to the land of Kenya. It sort of brings it home to you when you get the tickets and it says from Belfast to Heathrow is 313 miles and then from Heathrow to Nairobi is 4,300 miles. So you realise that it's not beside home. But if you have your Bible with you, if you could please turn to the Gospel according to Luke. The Gospel according to Luke. And it's Luke chapter 6 that we'd like to read from. It's already been mentioned there, just as you're turning up that page, there's the DVDs that give you a really good overview of an update on the work of fame. And they're sitting out on the table. I saw them as I came in there. So if you can please take one of those if you haven't already got one. And you'll be able to watch that and have a look at that. And it'll bring you up to speed and up to date with what's happening there. The Gospel, according to Luke and the chapter 6. And we're going to start to read in the chapter at the verse 20. The speaker in this portion of Scripture is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And he's speaking to the disciples. And the thoughts and the words and the message that the Lord has laid on my heart for this meeting this morning is directed mainly at God's people. Those of you who know and love the Lord Jesus Christ, profess to serve him and live for him. And the words, as I say here, are the Lord Jesus Christ's direction. And there's instruction here as to how we ought to live our lives. In fact, the question you could ask over this portion of Scripture is, are we children of the highest? Do you profess to be a child of God, one of the children of the highest? Well, if you do, there's certain things that the Lord Jesus Christ expects from us. There's certain ways we ought to behave. They're totally contrary from the ungodly. If you read in Psalm 1, it says there, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, or in the direction of the ungodly, or the purposes of the ungodly. And the direction and the purposes of the ungodly are, obviously, we all know what they are. They're to get on and get success, and to have a bigger, better everything, and have bigger and better holidays, and it doesn't really matter who you have to tramp over to get there. That's the counsel of the ungodly. But certainly not the counsel of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we'll see as we read this portion of Scripture. It says in verse 20, and he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed, and that word blessed, as you may already know, simply means happy. How happy? Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. So you can see this is totally contrary to the counsel of the ungodly. Rejoice ye in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. But woe unto you that are rich, for ye have received your consolation. Woe unto you that are full, for ye shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for ye shall mourn and weep. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you. Well, there's one that's definitely contrary to the counsel of the ungodly. When the ungodly population of this world speak well of you, well, then there's something badly wrong with your testimony. If you're living as salt and light in this evil world, then the ungodly mass of humanity will not speak well of you. So woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, the Lord Jesus says. For so did their fathers to the false prophets. But I say unto you which hear, and I trust that God will enable us to hear his word this morning, and that we'll be willing to listen and be submissive to his word. The Lord Jesus says in verse 27, but I say unto you which hear, love your enemies. Do good to them which hate you. Bless them that curse you. And pray for them which despitefully use you. It's very easy to read over those couple of verses pretty quickly and not give them much thought. It's easy enough to say them. It's much